الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected beloved brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, I'm sure all of us are aware that tonight is the 15th night of Sha'ban, Laylatu Nisfi Sha'ban, as mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which undoubtedly is a very auspicious, a very Mubarak night. There are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining the importance of this night, the significance of this night, the fact that this night is a very Mubarak and blessed night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, one night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up in salat, tahajjud salat, and he started reciting. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited for a very long period. And when he went into sajda, he remained in sajda for such a long time that I began to have doubts whether Rasulullah sallam is still living or he has passed on. So she says, I went closer and I tapped his thumb or his feet, and Rasulullah made a slight movement so that gave me some satisfaction that he was still living. And then I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making a dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik wa'udhu biridhaka min sakhatik wa'udhu bika minka la uhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik, which simply means, O Allah, a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, I seek protection in your forgiveness from your punishment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this dua, O Allah, I am begging you for your forgiveness, such forgiveness from your side that will save me from your punishment. وَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَدِكَ, and I'm asking you for your pleasure against your displeasure. And I'm asking you protection in you from you. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ, there is, oh Allah, I cannot truly praise you. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. Rasulullah, upon termination of the salat, he turned around and he says, Ya Aishatu, Ya Humaira. This was the pet name of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Rasulullah would call her Humaira. And he said, do you know what night is it? It is tonight. So she says, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Rasul says, no best. What is it? Then he explained, it is the 15th of Sha'ban, Laylatu Nisfi Sha'ban. Then Rasulullah explained, he says, يَطَّلِعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focuses his attention to his makhluk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives those people who seek forgiveness. فَيَغْفِرُ لِلْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. Those people who are begging for Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness on this Mubarak night, Allah forgives them. وَيَرْحَمُ لِلْمُسْتَرْحِمِينَ. Those who are seeking mercy, Allah's mercy, Allah showers His mercy upon them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيَدْعُ أَهْلَ الْحِقْدِ. Allah leaves out those people who have malice and hatred for one another. Allah does not pardon them until they stop having malice for one another. My respected brothers and elders, at this very moment as we are sitting here, we all have some type of bickering and argument and problems with others. Let us at this very moment remove from our heart completely. Let us look deep down into our hearts, and whoever those people who may have offended us, who may have hurt us, whatever it is, and we've got some type of malice against them, whether it is family, whether it is friends, whether it is some business partner, whether it is a husband and wife, whether it was children, whoever it may be, at this very moment, let us remove that hiqd that we have completely from our hearts. Take it out of our hearts. Have no hatred for that person completely. And then Allah will forgive us tonight. In the hadith of Rasulullah, various ahadith, several people have been mentioned whom Allah does not forgive on this Mubarak night. And how Mubarak is this night and how Allah forgives? In one riwayat it is mentioned right from the advent and the beginning of this night. In other words, from Maghrib time already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focuses His special attention to all the people. فَيَغْفِرُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَيُمْلِي لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah specially forgives the believers. The disbelievers, Allah leaves them in their condition. Allah still gives them respite. They still have a chance to make sincere tawbah and istighfar and turn. But the believers, Allah forgives them immediately. In the hadith it is mentioned, Allah emancipates so many souls on this Mubarak night equivalent to the hair on the goats of the Kalb tribe. The Kalb tribe was a very large tribe amongst the Arabs. Hadith says, not equivalent to the number of people of this tribe, equivalent to the number of not just goats of this tribe, number of hair on each goat, the livestock that these people had, large tribe, in the thousands, then they have so many thousands of goats. And can we count even on one goat how much of strands of hair it has? So each goat that they have, so each goat, the number of strands on that goat, Allah emancipates so many people from the fire of Jahannam on this Mubarak night. And that is why many of the mashayikh say that 15th of Sha'ban is a pre-wash before the month of Ramadan. Already, the moment the 15th of Sha'ban set in, it felt as though Ramadan had commenced. As we enter the masjid, the large crowd, you feel it is like Taraweeh tonight, and tomorrow Ramadan starts. Allah, out of His infinite mercy for the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has given us these blessings and virtues. So tonight is not a night for bayan. But we just make use of this opportunity because there's so many people that come tonight. Perhaps there may be one person who takes heed to some advice. He makes sincere tawbah, istighfar. And that is our objective. That we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and we connect the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a night of tawbah istighfar. This dua that I mentioned was what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read in the sajda on the night of Sha'ban, and he read it many other times also. So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala overheard this dua and she mentioned this dua. There is no specific ibadat or special durood sharif or special wazifa or special amount of rakats that one should perform in this night. No. Each one should go home, inshallah, read the tahajjud salat, make some dhikrullah, make tilawat of the Quran, make whatever dua you want to make. It is a time when Allah is asking one hadith, hal min, hal min, hal min. Is there any person who is asking of this? I will give him. I will grant it to him. Is there any person begging me for this favor? I will give it to him. Any person asking for forgiveness? I am prepared to forgive him. Anybody wants mercy? I will shower my mercy upon him. There are so many things that we require from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each one of us, let us connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight. A special message to my beloved young brothers. There are so many who have lost hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many. It is because of the environment that we are caught up in. And many of them have taken drugs and alcohol. So they have lost hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they have lived a life of guna, vice. They have kept themselves away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no salat. There is no roza. They become angry. They abuse their parents. They do not want to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have kept themselves away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when that happens, they feel miserable. A mu'min, because of the little iman he has in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rekindles his iman again and again. Allah gives us these opportunities to ponder, to reflect, to cogitate, to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's greatness. As the Thani Ramadhu says, to create the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the things is that a person should ponder and reflect, how many bounties Allah has given me? What has Allah not given us? We have food, we have homes, we have cars, we have luxuries, we have clothing. We have such comfort. Any boss in this world who is kind to his worker and he gives this worker extra salary, he gives him a lot of affection, a lot of kindness. He's very caring, very compassionate. He tolerates all the mistakes this worker does. And he looks after him as though he's looking after his own child. And for years, he shows his special kindness to this worker of his. But after all the kindness this boss shows to that worker, this person is still disobedient to the boss. He's rude and harsh. He goes out to the public and people and he just talks evil and bad and he complains. Now tell me, such a boss, will he tolerate this person anymore? Impossible. He won't just become angry and upset with him. In fact, he'll take away all those bounties and favors he was bestowing upon this worker of his. He'll say, you don't deserve this anymore. You are so ungrateful. I gave you everything you wished for. I was kind, I tolerated you. Whenever you wanted off, I gave you off. You came late, I didn't say anything. You wanted extra money, I gave you. This is how you behave, this is your attitude. I cut off all my relationships with you. Now look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much Allah has given us. And how disobedient we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite our disobedience to Allah, Allah has never deprived us of any of His favors. Allah still continues to pour His favors upon us. If Allah did not pour His favors upon us, you and I would not be sitting here tonight in this masjid. This in itself is such a great boon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to inculcate the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, we should reflect and ponder over the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, you have given me so much. Am I a grateful servant to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make such lengthy sajdas in his nafil, in tahajjud. When Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala would question him, Ya Rasulullah, Allah has forgiven you all your sins, you committed no sins, you are ma'asum, then why such exertion upon yourself? He would say, Afala akunu abdan shakura. Should I not be a grateful servant to Allah? When Allah has done this for me, that for me? The month of Ramadan is on our doorstep. You would recall when Rajab, when the moon was sighted for Rajab, ulama, imams, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. In the back of our mind, we still said, hold Rajab to go, then Sha'ban, then Ramadan. Rajab is gone. Half of Sha'ban is already gone. 2 weeks are left of Sha'ban. May Allah give us life and good health to see the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is on our doorstep. And this Ramadan, how are we going to accept this Ramadan? We must look forward to Ramadan. Shaitan brings whisperings, insinuations into our heart. Ramadan, the very first thing you talk of Ramadan, then you think of Roza and Taraweeh. And because we're not accustomed to keeping Rozas, and we're not accustomed to reading long Salat, already we feel, oh, it's so difficult. My respected brothers and elders, the person who is an ashiq of Allah, who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will look forward for every second to be in the company of Allah. He will enjoy his fasting because he is fasting for the sake of Allah, not because he has to keep roza. He's fasting to please his Allah. He will look forward to Taraweeh Salah. He won't complain about the Hafiz Sahib, how he's reading and so long. No, he will enjoy his Taraweeh Salah even though he does not understand what is being recited. But he will enjoy that qiyam, that ruku, that sajda. He will want to spend longer times in the masjid. Asr to Maghrib in the masjid. I make a humble appeal. If we want to value the month of Ramadan and we want to spend it correctly, you know what normally happens, Ramadan comes, it goes, and then we lament, and then we cry, that we didn't spend our time correctly. Before the month of Ramadan, we have 2 weeks. Each one makes his own timetable. We know we wake up a certain time for sehri, so we will have some sehri, we will eat, but also allot some time for some ibadat, some tahajjud salat, some istighfar and dua at that time, because dua is accepted at the time of sehri. So when we're making our timetable, whatever time we start our sehri, either we eat first or we make our tahajjud salat, engage in some dhikr and dua, istighfar and dua. We have our sehri, then we'll come for fajr salat, and most of the people are working, so obviously after fajr they will take some rest, and then they will get ready and they will go to work. The entire day at work, whilst we are doing our work, of course, we don't be neglectful of any duty and task that we have been given. But we have some spare time. And we can engage in the dhikr of Allah. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, subhanallah bihamdihi, some durood sharif. We have some time in our lunch period, there's no eating. We'll go to the masjid, open the Quran sharif, and recite our tilawat for the month of Ramadan. Whether it is 2 pages, 3 pages, a quarter para. After Zuhr, people are still working. Some people are fortunate, they can go home. We'll take some short rest. Those who are working, again, very important are the don'ts in the month of Ramadan. The don'ts in the month of Ramadan. Don't become angry. Don't quarrel. Show that patience, forbearance, tolerance. Don't make ghibat. Don't spoil our fast. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inculcate the taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to achieve. As Thani Rahmat mentioned, that Ramadan is a ladder to taqwa. Each day is a rung of the ladder. 30 steps we take, and we are climbing and climbing, and each day we are going higher and higher and higher in the taqwa, which is the objective of the month of Ramadan. And then after Asr, the Tilawat of Quran, and before Maghrib, very important, we engage in dua. Mothers at home also must plan ourselves in such a way that we finish off with the frying, whatever we need to do, and preparing for iftar, and engage in dua. No cell phone, no WhatsApp, because people will ask us that time, remember me in duas, and all that you do rest of the time, that is the time when you should be making dua yourself, and cry and make dua. Beg and beg and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is answered at the time of iftar. After that, we read our Maghrib and read our Nafil Awabin, we go home and read our Awabin, partake of our iftar, and again we come back to the masjid, look forward to the Taraweeh Salah. After Taraweeh Salah, we take some rest, whether we in the masjid or we go home, plan ourselves that certain time I'm going to make some tilawat. So every day I need to finish at least one para of the Quran. Minimum, one para. It's only four quarters. Plus minus 29 to 30 pages each para. Maximum 30 pages. It won't take much time. Even if you are slow readers, but plan ourselves, whatever we did not finish during the day, then at night, try and complete it. So the next day you're starting a new para. Inshallah, if we do this, with a little dhikr, some tasbih, some extra nafil, we have ishraq, when we wake up, we read our ishraq. If we are near the masjid or some musalla, or we got in our offices, and we've got place for namaz, then read chasht, salat, at the time of 10 or 11 o'clock. Inshallah, if we do this, each one of us makes his own timetable. Then at the end of Ramadan, when we do our balance sheet, we will feel some type of happiness. That at least I achieve more than the previous Ramadans that just went past. Only thing we do is we come iftar time with our samosas and bajas, and a little bit we sit, and we go on. And Taraweeh also, half-heartedly we read, and again in Seri, and we think we have done a great thing. No. There will be a different Ramadan. Coming back to the night of 15th of Shaban, I said it's not a time for bayan, it is a time for ibadat. Tawbah, istighfar, I cannot explain to you in detail. We're not going to go into the different categories of those who are not forgiven, those who disobey their parents. This is a lesson that has been drilled in us from childhood. Quran Sharif talks about, don't even tell our parents, uff. So ask our parents for forgiveness if they're still alive. If they have passed on and we were disobedient to them, then make istighfar on their behalf. But if they're alive, then go tonight and ask them, beg them for forgiveness if we have not done as yet. A person who is mudminu khamrin, habitual drinker, he's also not forgiven, unless he makes tawbah. If he makes sincere tawbah, ya Allah, I will never go back, he's forgiven. A person who is a mushahin, he has malice in his heart, enmity. One who cuts off relationship with his family, he is not forgiven. A person who lowers his trousers below the ankle, many people don't like to be spoken about these things. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَا أَسْفَلَ مِنَ الْكَعْبَيْنِ مِنَ الْإِزَارِ فَفِي النَّارِ. That portion of the ankle which is covered by the upper garment, by the kurta or the izar, then that portion that covers the ankle, Rasulullah SAW is saying, فَفِي النَّارِ, the bad part is in the fire of Jahannam. Now these are things that we all supposed to take heed and understand and bring into our lives. Our whole lives goes only in listening to talks, and always, hey, what a bayan. Hey, you heard my Hazrat, what a bayan he gave me. Oh, you were not there for that program. You heard that. You take the seat. My respected bayans are important, no doubt. And that is why we're giving some talk, that somebody may listen. But our whole life just goes away in bayans, listening to bayans, and we talk about the bayan for a little while, and it's all forgotten. Now we have passed the stages of bayan. Let us go one step further and bring all those bayans in our lives. Make some positive changes. I'm not talking anything negative tonight. I wish to give hope, especially to our youth. There are so many who have come, so many. I swear in the name of Allah. There's so many have come and have said, we have just now feel no love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore. I just don't feel like reading salat. I don't feel like keeping roza. Why? Because we have distanced ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah's doors of tawbah are still open. respected brother, respected sister who is listening at home, you still have a chance. No matter what you have done, as long as a person does not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not a mushrik, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the person. Cry to Allah tonight. Go into sajda and cry. We heard the Australian Jamaat that was here not long ago. The brother had tattoos in his hand. So many of them. And he gave his heart-rending story. How he lived his life for those who are not here. He was completely away from deen, yet he was a born Muslim. And he married a woman, he had children, divorce. Why? Because he lived a life full of drugs. He was a drug lord himself. He says alcohol, I drank the highest brand of whiskey. I took cocaine and so many other type of drugs that you haven't even heard of. Womanizing, dining, that was my life. Married another woman, divorce. Finally he marries a woman, she reverts to Islam. Now this is hidayat. When Allah wants to bless some person, Allah makes excuses for the person. And when she embraced Islam, she became interested in Islam. So she asked him, tell me something about Islam. Islam? He said, I don't know. Because he was not a practicing Muslim. So he buys her a Quran, translation of the Quran and some books, and he gives her. So she begins reading herself. Then she goes onto the internet and she begins to study Islam. And she becomes so interested that she starts learning how to read the Quran. And she performs Salat. And he says, I should come and just ignore everything. Just live a life full of guna, filth, drinking, drugging. That was my life. He says, I had the best of cars, best of homes. I had everything of this dunya. But what I did not have was sukoon. No chain, no peace of mind, no tranquility. And I should just drink and drink and drink. And he says, one day she wears a scarf. So I wasn't too happy. And then she puts on a niqab, so I pull it off. I say, what's this? So a few times this happens, then she holds my hand. She says, listen, you're a Muslim. I reverted to Islam. Why are you behaving like this? You should be happy. So then he began to think. And he says, yes, why am I behaving like this? Why did I spend 20 years of my life or more just in sin, vice, evil, drinking? Something must be drastically wrong with me. Physically there must be some problem, some ailment. Maybe I've got some mental problem. So he actually goes to the psychiatrist. And he goes and he gives his whole explanation to the psychiatrist, I'm not feeling good, and examines him. And he says, you are perfectly right, there's nothing wrong with you. Go and enjoy yourself. He says, I was still restless. And I go back to the doctor, family doctor or his friend, and say, Doc, please check me. I need you to take some bloods, some samples. Check my blood. So he sends him. Blood is sent to the lab, comes back and whatever. He says, nothing wrong with you. He says, every day I would go to the doctor, 10 o'clock, every morning for 2 weeks. And say, please check me, something is wrong with me. Until the doctor got fed up with him. He said, please don't ever come back here. But hidayat is now coming into this person's life. Allah has given him a small shake-up. He says that my father suddenly calls me. My father, who I had broken off all ties with. I never used to see my father or speak to him. And he says, oh my son, didn't you have enough now? He says, yes. He says, okay, let me take you to a doctor. Doctor? Okay, please, I'm ready. I've been to so many doctors, but they just can't help. He says, I'll show you such a doctor that he's available for you 24 hours a day. So he said very jokingly, he said, I'm not being sarcastic. I thought it must be an Indian doctor. He can be the only one open 24 hours a day. So he says, father comes to his place, he says, this doctor is none other than Allah. You speak to him, O my son. He's ready to answer you any time of the day, any time of the night, any moment. You don't have to just go to the telephone. You just say, Allah, and Allah answers immediately. He says, O my son, when you go into sajda, then you pour your heart out. This is what we all should be doing tonight.
pour our heart out to Allah and cry and cry and cry and make amends. Genuine, sincere tawbah. No crocodile tears, genuine tears. Cry to Allah, beg from Allah. Things which are impossible for us to achieve in this world. I swear by Allah, you make that sajda and Allah makes it possible for you. You may have lost all hope and you think I'm such an evil person and there's no forgiveness for me. I swear by Allah, if you are sincere, Allah will forgive you. So he says, my father left, so now I went to make wudu. He says, 20 years went past, I forgot how to make wudu because I never made a single salah for 20 years. I go into the bathroom, I come out, I'm very embarrassed. I tell this same wife of mine who's a revert, I forgot wudu, please you show me. So she comes in, shows him how to make wudu. She writes for him the procedure for salat and a piece of paper, and as he looks at it, he performs his salah, and in sajda he cries. And he says, oh Allah, if you are there for me, then I will be a loyal servant to you. And then he felt good. This is what namaz does. This is what iman does to a person. This is the hope that comes into a person's heart. Person commits zina. He has done the worst type of things in this world. Worst type of things. He feels embarrassed, ashamed. My respected brothers, especially the youngsters, please, I don't take any person's name. I forget the names. I'm not speaking directly about any person. I swear by Allah, it is just my love for you that perhaps, inshallah, these few words will take you closer to Allah and help to make the sincere tawbah, istighfar. We all are sinners, we all are weak, I'm the worst. We all of us need to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't lose hope. That is the object of my, and purpose of my mentioning these stories. So that we have some type of himmat and courage to turn to Allah. He says, I called my father the next day. I said, Dad, I'm feeling much better. Can we go back to the doctor and now see him? He said, yes. They go back to the same doctor who had warned him, don't come back again. He said, oof, again you are here. Father said, okay, listen. Explain to the doctor that you want this drugs, that. Gives a whole explanation. The doctor said, okay, you took so much of cocaine, now you've got to reduce it. So much of whiskey, now you have to make it less. And he gives him a whole prescription that now you've got to cut down. He says, after writing out everything, I took the paper, I tore it into pieces. The same doctor who said, there's nothing wrong with you mentally. He says, you've gone mad. You're insane. There's something wrong with you. He says, doctor, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't need this anymore. I'm not going to reduce it. I've totally abandoned all these things now. No more drugs, no more alcohol. I've made up my mind. The doctor takes out a pen and draws a graph for him. Makes a line like this and coming down. He says, see, you're in a high now. And if you're going to stop this immediately, you're going to become very sick. And when you become sick, and they need to rush you to the hospital, if there's any delay in the ambulance, you're dead. You're a dead man. He says, Doc, I will live with the fadl and karam of Allah. I don't need this anymore. He says, approximately 3 or more years have gone past, and he hasn't had a craving for any of the drug or alcohol in his life. And now he has inspired so many other people to make tawbah, istighfar, and to abandon that bottle, to abandon the drugs. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi alayh, had no intention for bayan, really. Somebody asked me, Mala, how long are you going to speak for? I said, really, maybe 10, 15 minutes, we need to make tawbah, istighfar. The only reason we are giving this bayan, of course, there's no need to give a bayan on these nights. But again, just to remind ourselves. In the ummah, when you see ummah is so pareshan. Some sister saw a dream. Of course, in the dreams again, we don't go into the details. She saw Rasulullah s.a.w. in a dream this morning. And he's saying, what is happening to my ummah? What is happening to my ummah? But there is hope for this ummah. If we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just that needle, our direction needs to come right. Whatever wrongs we have done, we make tawbah, istighfar, and now enjoy the life towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, in his youth, he said, I was a policeman, but I was a drunkard. I loved drinking wine. He said, I lived a life of vice, evil, filth. I fell in love with a slave girl, I married her, and then she bore a daughter, very beautiful daughter. And I loved this daughter of mine so dearly. But once, as the child grew up, he used to sit on my lap. And every time my hands went forward towards the bottle, she'll push the bottle away. And sometimes the bottle will fall onto my clothes and soil my clothes. But I never became angry with her because I was so fond of this little beautiful blue-eyed daughter of mine. You see, when she was 2 years of age, she passed away. He says, now can you imagine what has happened to me in my life? I became so angry. I lost all hope. I began to drink even more. You see, it was the 15th night of Shaban. I fell off asleep. And suddenly in my dream, he says, dream. I see it is the day of Qiyamah. People are now waking up from the qabrs, from the graves. And you know the horrifying events of Qiyamah. And I also woke up from my qabr. And suddenly I hear behind me a hissing sound of a snake. And when I turn around, I see a huge python. Ugly looking python. He says, I run for my life. I'm screaming and yelling. And as I'm running, the snake is chasing me. I see an elderly person, very handsome old looking man, handsome old man, dressed in white clothing. I run to him. Oh, old man, please, you can see the snake is behind me. Help me, assist me. He says, oh, my friend, I wish I could help you. I'm too weak. I cannot overpower the snake. Can't you see how ferocious it is and how frightening it is? Just keep on running, keep on running. So he says, I ran and I ran until I came to a hill. And as I came up this hill, I saw the fire of Jahannam blazing. Behind me the snake, front of me the fire of Jahannam. Suddenly an angel shouts out, go away from here, you do not belong here. Move away, move away. So then I run the other direction. And as I come again, I see this old man. I say, please help me, please. Can't you see how pareshan I am? I'm in such a distressful condition. I need some help. He says, I cannot help you. I'm too weak, I'm too old. But go over to there, on the other side is the hill. The trust, the amanat of the Muslims are kept there. Perhaps you may have got some amanat, some trust that you have sent forward and that may be of some use to you. He says, as I'm proceeding, the snake is right on my heels now. It's about to now devour me. And as I move there, I see beautiful windows made of gold and studded with rubies and they had curtains and suddenly I see somebody shouting. It was an angel who says, look, look, there's a man coming here. Perhaps one of you are his amanat, his trust. Maybe you can help him. So he sees all the windows open and it's so beautiful young children. But now I almost lost hope because the snake was right there. And suddenly when I saw those children, I saw my own 2-year-old daughter. And when she looked at me, she gets a shock. She says, it is my own father. So she goes onto a cradle made of noor, a swing. And she swings and comes right onto her father. And she puts her left arm around her father. And with the right hand, she pushes off the snake and it goes away. He says, I hugged her. I loved her so much. And then she tells me, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has not the time come for the believers to submit, to surrender before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has not the time come, O my father? He says, you know Quran? She says, we know Quran better than you know in the world. He says, I began to cry. I asked her, what is all this? She says, you see the snake, that python? That is all your bad deeds that you accumulated. It's in the form of a snake. And that old man dressed in white robe, that was your good deeds, very weak. He could not assist you. But these amanat that are here in this beautiful place, because I passed away in infancy, Allah out of His kindness has kept us in this sacred place. That on the day of Qiyamah, we will come before Allah. And we will say, oh Allah, you deprived us of the company of our parents in the world. Now don't send our parents to the fire of Jahannam. So because of that, Allah will grant those parents Jannat.
This gives a lot of hope to all those mothers who have lost their little children in infancy. My respected brothers and elders, Malik bin Dinar Rahman wakes up and that becomes the turning point in his life. He makes such a sincere tawbah that overnight he becomes a wali of Allah. And a wali of Allah of a very high caliber. A very high caliber. That we quote Malik bin Dinar Rahmatullahi alayhi's malfuzat today. Every wali of Allah you'll find. Every buzurg and alim. You see, Malik bin Dinar used to say. Malik bin Dinar states. So he became Rahmatullahi alayhi. He gives all of us hope. Let us not delay. One incident and we complete inshallah. And shows how serious it is when we procrastinate, when we delay. What are the effects of procrastination? What harm it does? Wahabisa rahmatullahi alayhi says, my grandfather used to say, that we belong to the Abs tribe. And this Abs tribe was an Arab tribe. And he says it was, when Nabi Kareem Sam became a Nabi, it was time of Hajj. This is now, from the time of Jahiliyyah, the Arabs would make Hajj. And Rasul became a Nabi. So the people would still make Hajj. But he would use those Hajj days to go and give the people dawah towards Islam. So he says, Rasulullah comes riding a camel and with him is Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, the adopted son of Rasulullah. And Rasulullah goes tent to tent. And he goes to all the people who had come for Hajj. Of course, that Hajj that was performed that time was not how we perform it now. They used to perform in whichever way they used to perform in the time of Jahiliyyah. But they were also tents in Mina. So he says, our camp used to be right at Masjid al-Khayf in Mina. And Rasulullah comes and he gives us dawah towards Islam. But we do not accept his invitation. But amongst us, there was a person by the name of Maysarah bin Masruq al-Absir radiallahu ta'ala. So Maysarah, at that time was not a believer. But he became very affected by the dawah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was moved by this dawah that Rasulullah gave him towards Allah and accepting Islam. So he tells his people, you see this man, what he's saying, he's making a lot of sense. Why don't we embrace this deen of his and let us take him to our locality and we'll look after him. The others said, don't talk about his talks, just ignore it. Don't listen to all this. Let us proceed now. Rasulullah saw Maysara showing some inclination towards Islam. He goes again to him and gives him dawat in hope that he'll accept Islam. Maysara tells Rasulullah, whatever you're saying is really inspiring me. But what can a man do when his own tribe is not going to support him, let alone the enemies? He says, Rasulullah then left. So I went with my people and we were returning home. So I said, let's take another route via Fidak, which was the area and locality of the Jews. He says, perhaps there are some Jews there who are very learned and they have the scriptures. They may be able to tell us more about this man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is preaching this religion of Islam. So they go to the Jews and the ulama of the Jews, they take out the scriptures and they begin to read from there. And they said, yes, and a person from the Arabs. And they give the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That his hair will not be too long, no too short. It won't be too curly. It won't be very straight. His stature won't be, he won't be too tall. He won't be too short. And his complexion fair with some reddish in his skin. And then they say, listen, this is a true Nabi of Allah. We the Jews are not going to accept him. We're going to oppose him out of sheer jealousy for the man. But you should obey him and believe in him. Maysara says, he tells his people, that now can't you see everything is so clear? Let us go back to him, to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and embrace Islam. They said, no. Let us now, we'll go next year and we'll embrace Islam. So at that time, they return home. The following year, they thought they would come for Hajj, but their leaders did not give them permission to go for Hajj. It so happens, Rasulullah then makes hijrah from Makkah, he goes to Medina. Several years go past, until now, towards the latter part of Rasulullah's life, he comes to Hajjatul Wida, the farewell pilgrimage. Maysara is now present there. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Sam sees him, recognizes it is Maysara. He says, when you first came to me, I was really moved and inspired. I had a very strong inclination to accept your message. But Allah had not destined for me to be a believer. Only until now, several years have gone by. But tell me, there were many people who were with me at that time when you gave them dawah towards Islam. They are no longer with us. They have passed away. What is their fate? What is their condition? Rasulullah says, Man mata ala ghairi deen al-Islam, fahuwa fin nar. Whoever has passed away on any deen other than the deen of Islam, then he is destined for Jahannam. So all those people who procrastinated, and when they were given that opportunity, they lost that opportunity. What happened? They did not die as believers. Maysara immediately says, Alhamdulillah alladhi anqadhani. All praise be to Allah who has saved me and blessed me with iman, even though at a later stage, but Allah still saved me from the fire of Jahannam. My respected brothers and elders, we do not know how long we are going to live in this world. We don't have the time and that guarantee we're going to see in Ramadan, we'll see next year or so many years. The time has come now. Our mothers and sisters, we should make sincere tawbah istighfar. All of us in the masjid, young and old, make tawbah to Allah. But have hopes in the mercy of Allah. Make sincere tawbah to Allah. Our problem is we worry about what the next man will say. If we grow a beard, in what community will say? What society will say? If we wear a topi and kurta, then what people will say? So whole life we'll worry about people, but we have no fear for Allah. A true lover of Allah does not care about the rest of people. He only worries what Allah wants from him. What Rasulullah wants from him. So inshallah we take this opportunity again to make sincere tawbah istighfar. Like how Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala says, you must make such a tawbah. Tawbah and nasuha, he explains. Like how when a person milks a cow, and once the milk has come out of the udders, it is impossible to push back that milk into those udders. It's impossible. Like that, when we make sincere tawbah, our life abandon all those sins I have committed. I promise you, I will never go back to those sins. I am nadim. I am regretful. I am remorseful. I have abandoned that sin and I promise I will never go back to that sin. Just like how it is impossible to push the milk back into the udder, this is how we should never go back to those sins we have made tawbah from. This is sincere tawbah. Not that we are crying and we are saying, I'm making tawbah, but deep down in our heart, that I'm going to go back to those things. And then ulama say, if after making such a sincere tawbah, if perchance a person slips again, and he falls into the sin, do not lose hope. Again come back to Allah. Again come back to Allah. Again come back to Allah. Allah is all loving. Allah is all merciful. Allah opens His doors of mercy and tawbah for all of us to turn and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh. ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Ya Allah, you have got such beautiful names, my Allah. Your names are so soothing to the heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, you show so much of love and compassion to your makhluk, my Allah. To weak and feeble people like ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, you overlook our sins and faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, you conceal our mistakes and errors and blunders. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so forgiving, my Allah, in this Mubarak night, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have learned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Ya Allah, you forgive so many people, my Allah. You emancipate so many souls from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Malik, you are Kareem, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, if there's anybody else who can forgive, show us that person where we can go. Ya Allah, but there is no other person we can turn to, my Allah, besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives, forgive our children, my Allah. Forgive our nasal and progeny, my Allah. Forgive our friends, our relatives, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our musallis, my Allah. Forgive our mutaalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Forgive our mothers and sisters and others listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single person who has come here tonight. He has raised his hands at this very moment, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what our condition is, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what sins we have committed, my Allah. Years have gone past in our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we still have hope in your mercy, my Allah. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi alayhi. Ya Allah, what a sinner he was. But Ya Allah, he made sincere tawbah. He changed his life, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made him your friend, my Allah. Like him, there are so many billions of people, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, who were sinners, my Allah, who were disobedient to you, but they made sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, you pardoned them. You forgave them. They became your true lovers. Ya Allah, make us your true lovers, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have lost hope in your mercy, my Allah. Don't make them despondent, my Allah. Don't make them lose hope in your mercy, my Allah. You have mentioned, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only a disbeliever loses hope in the mercy of Allah. Ya Allah, you Rasulullah SAW has mentioned that you call out, هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَرْحِمٍ فَأَرْحَمُهُ. Ya Allah, you Rasulullah SAW has mentioned that you call out, is there any person seeking forgiveness so I may forgive him? Is there any person asking for mercy so I may show my mercy upon him? Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot leave here without you forgiving us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, my Allah, all those gunas we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cheated, we deceived, we lied, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever sins we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are showing the regret and remorse, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Otherwise, these Mubarak nights will come and go, my Allah. Ramadan is on our doorstep, it will come and go, my Allah. Ya Allah, and still, if we are not forgiven, my Allah, when your barakat and your mercies will be pouring, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that besides us in this masjid, you have got so many others, my Allah. You have got so many other makhluk, my Allah. Even though you are independent, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got so many others besides us, my Allah. But Ya Allah, we've got nobody else besides you, my Allah. We've got no other Allah to turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. We can feel the burden of our sins like mountains on our head, my Allah. Our hearts have become so hard, my Allah. Our hearts have become so polluted, my Allah. We have filled in our hearts malice, my Allah. We have filled hatred. Brothers, my Allah. Brothers hate one another. Sisters hate one another. Children hate their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have reached such an ebb, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such a condition, my Allah. We just complain and we ask, what is happening to the ummah? But we forget our own lives, our own selves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are just fighting and disputing, husband and wife, my Allah. It is talaq, talaq, talaq. Our youngsters, my Allah, living a life of zina, my Allah, of drugs and alcohol freely, my Allah. We read about this in the hadith of Rasulullah, sister. Ya Allah, but we never imagined it will happen now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've been so kind to us in this country, my Allah. Our elders, our mashayikh, our grandparents, my Allah, they made such efforts, my Allah. They came, they established masajid, musallas, madrasas, maktab, my Allah. Ya Allah, they made such an effort for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, and we are just destroying all the efforts, my Allah. How they will be feeling in the qabr, my Allah.
Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What pain we are causing to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cried for us, my Allah. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. He was masoom, sinless. Yet on this Mubarak night, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala heard him in sajda, such a long sajda, making this dua, my Allah, for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, what sin did he commit that he was begging you for forgiveness? Ya Allah, we have committed sins, my Allah, so many sins, that we have forgotten so many sins that we committed, my Allah. And we haven't even made tawbah of the sins. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah tonight of every single sin we committed, my Allah. Those we are aware of and those that we forgot also, my Allah. Sins we committed intentionally, unintentionally, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. We thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. We thought we were in privacy, we were in our offices, our wives were not there, my Allah. Allah, our children were not there, my Allah. Ya Allah, in colleges and in schools, my Allah. In parks and in hotel rooms, my Allah. Ya Allah, filthy gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, no matter how bad we may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, what filthy people we are, my Allah. No matter how disobedient we are. Ya Allah, but now we have raised our hands. Ya Allah, this is the last hope we have in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know when moth will strike. Ya Allah, what if we pass away tomorrow, my Allah? What if we pass away now, my Allah? And you don't forgive us, my Allah. We will leave this world in such a condition that our sins are not forgiven. Ya Allah, what will happen to us on the day of Qiyamah then? How are we going to cross Mul Sirat? When Nabi Sallam will be standing there, crying for his ummah, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim, oh Allah, take it easy on my ummati, take it easy on my ummati. But Ya Allah, we did not care about his sunnat, my Allah. We did not care about Quran, my Allah. We had no love in our hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have no love for you, my Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We have realized our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized our wrongs, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. That is all we are asking you, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us completely. And give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all sins, my Allah. Make us become pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will hear muttaqeen, muttaqeen, la'allakum tattaqoon, the pious, the righteous, those who are doing amal saliha. Allah, but we are not fitting in that category, my Allah. How long are we just going to hear the names of these pious people, my Allah? Make us among those pious people, that when we leave this world, generations upon generations will take our name, and they will say, Rahmatullahi alayhi. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Like how Nabi Kareem Salam has mentioned, the amount of hay on the goats of the kalb tribe, my Allah. So many people you forgive. Make us be amongst those people who you forgive tonight, my Allah. And Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, make us see the month of Ramadan with good health, with afiyat, salamati. Ya Allah, with ease. Make our rozas be easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. We complain very quickly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are living in such comfort and such luxury. You know our weakness, my Allah. You know what comfort we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do with the aircon, with the fan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we complain in the month of Ramadan about the food our wives make, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are always bickering and arguing and fighting, my Allah. We are never grateful servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good people now, my Allah. This Ramadan, make us become pious. Ya Allah, and give us istiqamat after the month of Ramadan also, my Allah. Ya Allah, how you have made this masjid so abad tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no space, my Allah. Like this from now, Ya Allah, even the month of Ramadan, and especially after the month of Ramadan, make this all our masajid, my Allah. Fill to capacity, my Allah. Fill to capacity. Make us be amongst those who establish salah. Those who yuqeemoon as-salah. Those who establish salah, my Allah. Make us your true lovers. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Our hearts have become napak, my Allah. Our tongues napak, my Allah. It's only filth that goes through our mind, my Allah. Ya Allah, this cell phone, this social media, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is taking up all our time, my Allah. Ya Allah, it has now become an afat musibat for us, my Allah. The entire day, Ya Allah. Now it has become unwittingly that we all become so engaged in WhatsApp, my Allah. Ya Allah, filthy, filthy messages and rude jokes that goes past. Ya Allah, videos and all filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, and even though we don't want to see those things, my Allah, suddenly it appears on that computer screen, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan with all his chal, my Allah, with all his plans, my Allah, shaitan is weak compared to you, my Allah. Inna kayda shaitani kana da'ifa. We are becoming overpowered by nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, but you are most powerful, my Allah. We are asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, from your taqat, my Allah. Your power, my Allah. Your qudrat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Ya Allah, you have said, your khazana is full, my Allah. Your treasures never become depleted, my Allah. You have said, my Allah, in the Quran, ma indakum yanfat. Wa ma indallahi baq. Oh, insan, whatever you have will terminate, will come to an end, it will become exhausted, it will get finished. But whatever is by me remains forever and ever. Rasulullah has explained, your khazana is your treasure, that Allah gives and Allah gives and Allah gives so many bounties and favors, and nothing diminishes from his treasures except that amount. Just for our understanding, Rasulullah explained, illa kama yanqusul mikhyat idha udkhil al-bahr. Only that amount, like a pin, like a needle is taken and placed into an ocean, and that amount that remains on the tip of the needle, that is the only amount that can decrease. Ya Allah, but we know that is just for our explanation. Nothing decreases from your treasures, my Allah. Your treasures are vast, my Allah. Your mercy is vast, my Allah. Ya Allah, itna bara naam hai tera. Ya Allah, you are so great, my Allah. We are asking you tonight from that vast and unlimited treasures, my Allah, to pour and shower your mercies upon us, my Allah. At this very moment, my Allah, before this gathering and dua can terminate, my Allah, make those angels come down now, my Allah. Allah, make them make that ilan, kumu maghfuran lakum, rise in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. Ya Allah, what will you lose if you forgive us, my Allah? You lose nothing, my Allah. You will lose nothing, my Allah. You made us in the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are so grateful for that, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, in akhirat we will get jannat. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy. You see, one ummati of his entering into jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you do not forgive us, my Allah, we will be thrown into jahannam, my Allah. Shaitan will become happy because he'll have people with him in jahannam. We hate shaitan, my Allah. We do not want to be with shaitan, my Allah. Don't make us follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan. Protect our youth, my Allah. Protect all those who are taking drugs and alcohol, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them that himmat, my Allah. Rehabs may have failed, my Allah. Parents may have failed, my Allah. Doctors have failed, my Allah. You will never fail, my Allah. You will never fail, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them that sihat, my Allah. Remove that bimari from them, my Allah. Don't make them go back towards the zina. Don't make them go back towards the drugs, my Allah. Give them strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, help all those youngsters to change the condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have become disobedient to the parents, make them obedient, ya Allah. If our parents have left this world, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Family members have passed away, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Our asatis, our mashayikh have left this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, wa Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi. 4 years have gone past now, my Allah. Ya Allah, 4 years have passed, my Allah. Allah, we can never forget him, my Allah. All these are just his fruit, my Allah. Of all the efforts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have great hopes that you have accepted his efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make all this be isale sawab for him, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us weak people the himmah to continue now, my Allah. We don't have any ikhlas, my Allah. We don't have the sincerity, my Allah. We are so weak and feeble, my Allah. Give us taqat and the rusti, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. We want to become close to you, my Allah. We have heard and read too much in the kitabs now about enjoying the love of Allah. Ya Allah, give us some taste of it, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Make us enjoy becoming your true lovers, my Allah. Make us go crazy in your love, my Allah. Make us enjoy your ibadat, over dhikr and tilawat of the Quran. Make a taraweeh become asan for us, my Allah. All the hufaz and ulama who will be performing taraweeh salah, wherever in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, my Allah. Make them know the Quran excellently, my Allah. Make them read most beautifully, my Allah. Grant them ikhlas, and ya Allah, accept all the khasam that will take place, my Allah. Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifin on Masjid Al-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Ummat ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Ummat bohat pareshan hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know what is going to happen next, my Allah. We could be next, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of our weaknesses, our wrongdoings, my Allah. We are to blame, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't catch us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Forgive us, you bless us with knowledge. Allah, make us implement that knowledge, ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of being amal saliha. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, ya Allah. Do not just make us pass comments on people, my Allah. Criticize, renegade ulama and people, my Allah. How long are we just going to fight and fight and fight? It's just one email upon the other. It is just pamphlets, my Allah. It is showing hatred, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah came to this ummah to join hearts, my Allah. We are breaking hearts, my Allah. We stand together in the one saf, but we have malice and hatred for our Muslim brother, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no unity, and we want your help to come on this ummah, my Allah. Forgive us. Ya Allah, bless us, my Allah. Help us. Give us hidayat. Give us guidance now, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Allahumma gfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummat ku maaf farma. Ya Allah, wherever the ummati is, my Allah, forgive him. Forgive her, my Allah. Forgive young and old, my Allah. Raham kar farma, ya Allah. Allahumma raham. Ummat Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz al ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur ummat Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummat, my Allah. Help the ummat, my Allah. Make us beacons of hidayat now, my Allah. Make us portray true Islam, my Allah. Zahir Islam, batin Islam, external, internal. Make us have the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't make us become people who indulge in fraud, my Allah. People who deceive their clients and customers. People who cheat. Ya Allah, don't make us become bad people. Don't make us be people who lose their anger. Don't make us become people who swear and use vulgar and obscene language. Our Rasulullah was not that. Sahaba were not that. Salafi Salihin were not that. Why have we become like that, my Allah? Remove us from that filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, what are we going to ask you tonight? Except that you give us hidayat, you forgive us, my Allah. Whatever jais murad our brothers have tonight and our sisters and mothers at home, whatever jais desires they have, my Allah. They have raised their hands, my Allah, we have raised our hands. You are well aware of each person's desire, my Allah. You are well aware of our hajat and needs, my Allah. Whatever our hajat is, my Allah. Whatever our needs, ya Allah. Fulfill all our needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat. Ya dafi al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمات الدنيا والآخرة. يا الله, you got such beautiful name, رحمان الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Remove from our hearts dependence on مخلوق, my Allah. Make us have full yaqeen only in your azmat, your kibriya, my Allah. In your greatness, your power. Ya Allah, make us understand rozi comes only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal in tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance, our rizq asan for us. Give us halal and pure, my Allah. Whatever morsel of food we partake, my Allah, whatever goes into our system, ya Allah, make it be only of halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so much of deception today, my Allah. Ya Allah, so much of deception, there's halal signs everywhere, my Allah. But we are consuming haram, my Allah. Our transactions are full of riba and interest, and fraud and theft, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, whatever we are consuming has become haram, my Allah. Forgive us, give us only halal and tayyib rozi. Make us use this money in the correct way, my Allah. In such avenues, it will bring your mercy and pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. So many people are sick and ailing, my Allah. We've got friends, my Allah, who have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. We've got students who've got cancer, my Allah. They are in pain, they're suffering, my Allah. Doctors have given up now. Some person's Ameen tonight, by Allah. Their mothers and sisters suffering. Somebody in hospital. Somebody has got operation. Ya Allah. You are a Shafi, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you. Grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Don't make them go through any difficulty, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the doctors get surprised. Ya Allah, that this person is completely cured, Ya Allah. And give them strength again, my Allah. Oh Allah, marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, man. Ya Allah, give us both in Madinah Sharif. Burial in jannatul baqi. What other hope can we have besides that? Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. The whole, the Kothar water from Rasulullah Mubarak has. Make us enter Jannat, Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever Rasulullah good he asked, grant us that good also. Whatever evil he sought protection from, Ya Allah, we seek, Ya Allah, protection from those evil also, my Allah. Ya Allah, any person is suffering any type of depression, any type of parishani, whether it's financial, whether it's some domestic problem, whether it's some spiritual problem, Ya Allah, whatever halat and musibat he's got some enemy, he's got some court case, maybe he's in prison, Ya Allah, whatever parishani he's got, remove that parishani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove that parishani. Ya Allah, those who are gone for Umrah, those who are going for Umrah, accept the Umrah, my Allah. Take all of us again and again for Hajj and Umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, help our youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, help our youngsters. Give them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, otherwise in a very short span of time, my Allah. We won't have any good students, any good youngsters left, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we know of so many youngsters, my Allah, who are tahajjud guzar, my Allah. Who fast every Monday and Thursday, who fast every 3 days, every month, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know of so many young boys and so many young girls who've got such haya and modesty, they never cast an evil glance or any haram glance at Namahram, my Allah. Ya Allah, even in this masjid, there are some people like that, my Allah. We've got elderly people, my Allah, who are tahajjud guzar, who are so pious and righteous, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become like them, good and pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially our youth, my Allah, the young boys, young girls, my Allah, don't make them get caught up in this web of shaitan, Ya Allah. This cell phone is finishing them up, my Allah. This pornographic material is finishing their lives, my Allah. It was impossible to imagine a young, small kid, my Allah, viewing haram, obscene scenes on his cell phone, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is going to become next, we don't know, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat par raham farma, karam farma. Give us tafaqquh fi deen, make us understand Quran, Hadith and Sunnah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. There are so many, Ya Allah, youngsters who are not married, my Allah. Young girls who are waiting. They are waiting for good proposals, my Allah. So many fathers have said, please find a suitable match for my young daughter. She's growing older and older, but nobody has come. No decent proposal has come, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is difficult in these times for a young person not to get married, my Allah. There's so much of temptations, my Allah. They want to live a pure and clean life, my Allah. They do not want to commit zina, my Allah. You find them suitable partners who be pious and bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Those who are married and got no children, my Allah. They are struggling and battling, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only in your hand to provide for them beautiful offspring, healthy, good children who will become the coolness of the eyes. Ya Allah, those of us who've got children, make our children naik and salih. The coolness of our eyes, make them hufal, ulama. Sulahat, ya abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooli. Make them your walis, man. Make them your walis, my Allah. Make them a shaykh of the zamana, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless this masjid, my Allah. Bless the musallis of this masjid, my Allah. Don't deprive anyone, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, whatever people, so many people have requested du'as tonight, Ya Allah, from abroad also, my Allah. From different places. Accept all the jais murad, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله all good works of deen يا الله دعوة التبليغ يا الله efforts of مشايخ making خانقاز مدرسة مكاتب علماء حفاظ يا الله the teaching different organization whatever good work of deen is taking place grant all of us إخلاص sincerity and مقبولية acceptance my Allah ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.